strolling heather. While they were walking, my lord, up, old Calvary's hill. So sad was the scene.
What a joy. What a joy to thank Jesus for all that he's done for us. I'm glad I'm saved. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that has a lot of possibilities. Depression and a broken heart and the cruel human killer that represents. Depression or a broken heart and the cruel human killer that it represents. You know, this program has always been committed to the salvation of souls. If there's anything we want to do is we want to lead you to the fountain of living waters. We want to lead you where you can drink until your soul is satisfied, where your life can be filled with a beauty and a grace and a loveliness that this world knows so little about today. Now, I've got seven reasons that I'm going to give you why many people become depressed and why they have broken hearts. And I know that won't even begin to cover them all, but it will at least give you a good start. Because I want you out there, every one of you listening, you've got to know people with broken hearts. And you've got to know people that are depressed. One minister said to me this week, 50% of the people in our churches are taking something to help them with depression, something to help them overcome the lack of feeling of joy, the lack of peace, the lack of happiness. We live in a world that does not know much about happiness. One of the big things on the internet this morning was that most Americans do not feel that they are at home in America any longer. The things that are happening, the things that are taking place, the sad event in Paris a week ago, and we have prayed earnestly for those people. And then all the struggle of this week between political factions, what to do about these problems, that has been overwhelming. Well, all I can tell you is we live in a day that is quite disturbing. And it would be easy for anybody out there to have a broken heart. And then add to that all the broken marriages. Add to that the unfaithfulness of many men or women to their husbands or their wives. Add to that the unfaithfulness now of children and grandchildren to their parents and grandparents. I mean, you can find 1,000 things out there to talk about that have to do with depression and broken hearts. But I want to tell you something. There is a cure. There is a healing. Now, I'm going to give you seven things about and what I see as the reason for broken hearts. And these are dealing mainly with the spiritual aspect of it. I know there are many physical things that I don't have the ability or the time or the knowledge maybe to deal with. And I'm not coming against every psychological thing that somebody might devise as a reason for depression. I'm just giving you the cure. I'm just giving you the biblical cure. I'm just here to tell you, God has an answer. God has an answer. And I hope you'll listen to me today. Do you know somebody with a broken heart? You know somebody so depressed that they own drugs that are making their situation even worse than the broken heart or the depression? Do you know somebody that maybe has taken drugs until now they're hooked and they're just in a sad shape? Did you hear the story of the day of Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey as he told of one of his college friends and finally of his death? And it just drew millions of hits. And I listened myself. It was a beautiful story that Chris told, and a sad story, of course. But there was many efforts and much love in the process, but never did end like it should have ended because the man finally overdosed and took his life. Well, those are sad things, but they are happening multiple times. Now, I have a booklet I'm going to give you, and the title of the book, it is the title of this program, Depression and a Broken Heart, The Cruel Human Killer. But I'm going to give you the solution. I'm going to tell you what you can do. There is a balm in Gilead. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Would you like to have those rivers of living water today? Would you like to have peace, maybe for the first time in your life? Or maybe you had peace years ago, but got away from that peace in a walk in the cruel, sad road. And you'd like to come back home and do your first works over and find this way of peace fresh and anew. That's why we're here today. I'm here to call you home to the Lord. I'm here to tell you as a Christian who is living a depressed life that there's a victory for you of that depression. You don't have to live in that. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Could I say that again? I'm quoting the scripture now. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I love Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then that Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. That's mind, soul, and spirit. Quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. I'm here to offer you life, not me, but Christ. I'm here to tell you how to find that wonderful life. I'll never forget a sister, called me some years ago and told me of her brother that was an alcoholic of the worst degree. Lived in the woods near a golf course, and near that golf course, he would come out and be the caddy for people who were golfing. And he lived in those woods, an alcoholic, and had drank himself almost to death. And the sister said, "Would you help him? He wants somebody to help him." I said, "I would love to help him. Give me his phone number. I'll have him call me." And he called and talked with me, and I talked with him. I said, "I want to come where you are. I'll bring..." No, "you can't see me like I am. You can't come to my living quarters," he said. I said, "Do you have a Bible?" He said, "I do." I said, "Would you take your Bible and open to the book of John and read the book of John on your knees out there in those woods? On your knees, the book of John, one all the way through the whole book, and don't listen to nothing else, and don't read nothing else now for a few days, may take you 2 or 3 weeks. Don't just read it one time, read it until you can say with all your heart, 'I want to see Jesus.' And when you start praying, 'I want to see Jesus,' in this book, in this great book that I'm reading, after a little while, you're going to see him. He's going to reveal himself. The Holy Spirit's going to convict you. He's going to deal with you. And when he does, you say yes. You surrender your whole life, repent of your sins, and turn to him. And he did, and he did, and he did, and he did. And Gene was wonderfully saved. And the last I heard, he's still living a dedicated Christian life. I hope he's listening today. Because I want to tell you, Jesus will do for you exactly what he did for Gene. He'll do for you exactly what he did for Gene. Now, the Bible is a manual. The Bible is a manual of truth. It's a manual of healthy living. It's a manual of happiness. It's a manual of joy. It's a manual of peace. The Bible is a book. It is a manual for you, for your life, for what you're doing, how you're doing, how you can change the course of things. The Bible is a manual. Hey, I want you to hear that. The Bible is a manufacturer's handbook. The manufacturer who created me and you gave us this book to live by. And when you live by this manual, I promise you, you're going to have peace and joy and happiness. I've had it 63 years and now 8 months, almost 9. almost 9, be 10 close shortly. I'll be 80 on January the 19th. Hey, that's only 2 months away, 2 months away. So I'm going into my 63rd year and 11 month of living by this manual, and I can tell you it works. I've had joy unspeakable and full of glory. Have you ever had any tough places? Many of them. Many tough places. What do? I did what I'm telling you to do. Exactly. I'm telling you, there is a bomb in Gilead. There's a Savior. You see, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's Luke 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The first scripture I quoted was John 7:38. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Do you believe in that living water? And then I quoted Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, that's the Holy Spirit, then that Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body, mind, and spirit, and soul. Quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. You cannot be so sad that this is not the answer. You cannot be so depressed that this is not the answer. You cannot be so brokenhearted that this is not the answer. I'm telling you, there's no such thing as somebody out there. If you will turn to Christ, if you will turn to him with all of your heart, it can't be superficial. It can't be just a lot of noise. It can't be just you making a show of your piety. It's got to be real. It's got to be real. And you got to come to him with your heart, and he will change your life. And one word I want to use over and over today, and that's the word whole, W-H-O-L-E. I wish I could write it across the screen. So you'd have to look at it every time I spoke for the next 49 minutes. I'm going to tell you that the word whole, W-H-O-L-E, is the best word you can imagine out of this Bible. He will make you whole. He will make you whole. He will change your life. I'm an alcoholic. He will change your life. I'm a drug addict. He will change your life. I'm a homosexual, a sodomite. He will change your life. I'm a fornicator. I'm an adulteress. He will change. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your nationality. It doesn't matter your wealth. It doesn't matter your educational position. The only thing that matters, will you turn to Christ? Will you let Jesus make you whole? Will you let Jesus make you whole? Now, I want to tell you something about depression that I think is very important for you to learn. You're depressed. All right, you're depressed. Now, listen to me. Why am I depressed, you may say? Could it be that your depression is conviction by the Holy Spirit trying to draw you to the one who offers you life? Could it be that your depression is actually conviction? Or maybe you've been a Christian for some years and you're now greatly depressed and you're wondering why. Maybe it's the chastisement. Maybe the Lord is calling you back to where you used to be. Maybe the Lord is saying to you, come home and I'll give you wonderful relief and mighty joy and I'll change your life. Hey, friend, I am above everything else a preacher that loves the lost. I come to you with a burden and a pain in my heart, calling you to Jesus Christ, calling you to wholeness, calling you to happiness, calling you to joy, calling you to a life that is the most wonderful life on the face of this earth. Now, I know I got to get to you and let you start calling me with questions. Any question out there, I want to try to handle it today to talk about depression. Now, we're going to stay on the subject, okay? Depression, broken heart. Maybe you call yourself bipolar. I don't know what you might. There are many psychological terms that all basically come from the same thing. A person is depressed. Many different reasons they give. I don't know the validity of all of them. I don't know how to express them all in psychological terms because that's not my place of study. I'm a man of this book. And I know this book has the answer. I know that God has made it plain that this book has the answer, and I'm bringing them to you today. Now, I want to give you, I know, I don't have time for all of this. I want to offer you a sermon today. I preached it last Sunday morning, The Claims of Jesus Christ on Your Life. the claims of Jesus Christ on your life. It was a sermon where I dealt with conviction. I dealt with the things that make us know that Jesus Christ is claiming your life. Jesus Christ wants your life. When he convicts you, he's not trying to hurt you. When you go through dark moments, he's not trying to wound you. He's trying to call you to him. He's trying to say, come home, son. Come home, daughter. It's time for you to come home. I want to give you life. I want to give you something worth living. I want to give you something that'll change your life. Now, I got seven reasons why I know people get depressed. One of them is because they're backslid. They used to know the Lord. They used to really live for Christ. They used to really live in the Bible. And maybe they still go to church. Maybe they're still saved. I'm not going to argue anything about those points. I'm just going to tell you, if you've gone away from where you used to be and you don't have the joy you used to have, then you have depression because of being backslid, being away from God, being where you ought not to be, living as you ought not to live. Did you know that many churches now are beginning to tell people it's all right to drink wine and a little alcohol and a little beer and whatever? And the reason they're doing it is because so many people in our churches are so unhappy. They're so depressed. They're so brokenhearted. They're so disturbed about everything. There's enough out there to disturb anybody. I'm not going to tell you there isn't. It disturbs me, but I know where to go. There's an altar in there. And I go to that altar. I get in there and I weep and pray. I look at my life to see if there's something there that should not have been there. I repent. I repent when I don't need to repent, as far as I know. I repent because I'm a flesh man and he's a God man. And I want the God man, Jesus Christ, to be real in this flesh man, Joseph. I don't have the answer for all my needs, but he does. And so I go to him. I go to him all the time. I go to him regular. I've been doing it 63 years. I remember the old bush at the old farmhouse when I got saved, 16 years old, living on the farm. And I'd go out in the day and spend it with the workers in the fields, tobacco fields, by the way, corn fields, whatever. And I'd work all day. And by evening time, I was brokenhearted. I felt gloomy. And I'd go to that old bush out behind the big farmhouse. And I'd stay there until Jesus would become so real to me. I learned that as a 16-year-old Christian, that I had to go back to the Lord on a regular basis. And that's where I found my joy. And that's how I kept from being depressed. And that's how I kept from getting, you know, all out of whack and all broken up. I stayed close to him. So I'm here to tell you, a backslid condition will get you. It'll depress you. It'll mess up your life. And the conviction of the Holy Ghost drawing you back will be depressive to you. See, conviction will actually make you sad. Conviction will make you feel gloomy because God is dealing with you and he's showing you what's wrong. And you feel that what's wrong and you think it's depression. No, it's conviction. God is drawing you back to him. That's the case many times. Many, many times. Now, number two, morally unclean. If you live in an adulterous life, a fornicating life, you can't be a Christian at the same time. Now, don't misunderstand me. When you go to live in a fornicating life, you cannot claim the grace of God. You can't live in sin and claim God at the same time. Do you understand that? So if you live in a life of fornication or adultery or sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism, you need to be cleansed. And you're going to feel broken and you're going to feel out of whack and you're going to wonder, why do we get all these people claiming they're transgender? I'm a woman, but I'm in a man's body. No, you're messed up in your mind because you're convicted and you're depressed and you're out of harmony and you need to come back to Christ is what you need. And if you come back to him, he'll cleanse every bit of that. He'll change you. He'll make a new creature out of you, and you'll never be the same. My mic is messing up here on me. Forgive me while I straighten it out. And I'm here to tell you, he'll change everything about your life, and he'll make it all beautiful again. Hey, I'm reaching to you. And then empty spiritual. If you never read your Bible, you never sing and worship God, and yet you claim to be a Christian, and you wonder why you feel so depressed, and you don't have any joy, well, you're spiritually empty. You're spiritually empty. See, the grace of God in a person's life is like a river. It flows. It flows. It doesn't get in there and you build it up in a pond and you can draw from it. No, it flows through you. And so you've got to stay spiritual. You've got to stay in a spiritual state of mind. You really have. And then independence and rebellion. Boy, will that make a sad person out of you. Independence and rebellion. And then addiction to drugs and alcohol. You don't need that stuff. I read a note this morning that the capital of the United States smells like it's, what was it? Oh, I'm trying to remember what it said. It smells like morphine. That's what it was in the, on the news this morning, that Washington was beginning to smell like morphine. What is wrong? What is wrong when we began to go after all these drugs and marijuana? I'm sorry, was the right word, not morphine. Forgive me there. Marijuana. That Washington was beginning to smell like marijuana. Come on, folks. You don't need that stuff. You say, is it wrong to drink? The question is, do you need to drink? If you've got the joy of the Lord and you're full of the Holy Spirit, you won't need it. Of course, I think it's wrong. Of course, I know it's wrong. But that's not the problem. That's not my answer. My answer is, when you get full of Jesus, you won't need it. Is that good enough? Is that, you know, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he quickens your mortal body. And then addiction to a life of undisciplined living. You know, how you dress is how you feel about yourself. What you wear is what you are. I mean, however you live an undisciplined life, it's going to affect you. I'm here to tell you, it's going to affect you. And any kind of undisciplined living is going to be bad for you. And of course, terrible theology. Terrible theology. My Bible says we all are going to be tempted on a regular basis. My Bible makes it very, very clear. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you. Think it not strange when these things happen. And there are many things that can happen. All of this will be in the article I'm going to give you. Okay, these seven causes spiritually of depression. I really want you to get a hold of these things and find this wonderful life. And I've got to go to the phones here, but I'm telling you, hold. Spell it with me. W-H-O-L-E. Hold. I want to be made whole. You know, I don't think there's anybody out there that wouldn't want to say that with me. Let's do it together. Everybody listening, whether you're listening live or in archives, will you say with me, whole, W-H-O-L-E, I want to be made whole. Now, I'm going to the one who wants to make me whole, and that's Jesus. Hallelujah, and he will make you whole. Let me go here to the phone lines. They are open, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then the toll-free number is 1-800-338-7884. If you are depressed and you're out there and you say, Brother Chambers, you got to help me, call quickly. I will take a moment with each person that calls. We're going to stay on the subject, so don't ask them, you know, other question. I want to help somebody today discover what it means to be made whole. I want to help you discover what it means to make whole. It will make me one happy man if I can help a few people today really get a hold of this wonderful life. I'll be tickled. I'll be thrilled, I promise you. Psalm 69:28 says, aren't our names already written in the book of the living God? And if we don't accept Jesus, or they blot it out there, our names are not already written in the book of life, okay? Nobody's name is written in the book of life until you're born again. No. Nobody's name is written in the book of life until you are born again. See, when you're born in sin, shaping in iniquity. And so Jesus says, you've got to come to him and be born again. What did he say to Nicodemus? Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Remember that? That's St. John chapter 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And yes, your name can be blotted out of the book of life. There are several places in Revelation where it talks about our name being blotted out of the book of life. One is if you change the Bible, if you take away from the Bible or you add to the Bible, he says he'll remove your name out of the book of life. Very important for you to hear that. Now, anybody else, you grab a phone, I'll grab your internet, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Okay, got that? JRC. Let me put that up here a minute. I always try to do that. I don't like to do it because it kind of messes up the screen, but I'm willing to do it for your sake. 391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. And toll free, 1-800-338-7884. And you write this down because I'm going to move it in a moment, okay? I like to be able to see your face. And I like for you to see my face so you know how serious I am. And then jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, the lines are open. We've got free lines for you to call. We got people waiting. Dear man, Alan Church and my wife, Juanita, and they're out there ready to answer your calls. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And now I will remove that because I want to see you. Now, I know I could see you already, but you couldn't see me. Well, I'm here to tell you that I care about you. I really do. Now, grab your phones. I want to give you this sermon on CD now as a sermon that the claims of Jesus Christ on your life. That sermon will help you come to Christ. It really will. I'd like to send it to every person out there that doesn't know what it means to be born again. If you think you're saved but not really sure, then I want to send you that message, okay? If you have a friend you want to give it to, an unsaved brother, sister, son, daughter, mama, dad, then you call and let me send it to you for them, a CD now. And then I will also send you my booklet today, Depression and a Broken Heart. They're cruel. They're cruel human killers. They really are. Now, you call. We're here to help you on the lines quickly. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Pastor, how are you doing this afternoon?
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, brother. I just wanted to share with you. I was listening to your message this morning, but I want to say, first of all, it wasn't my first choice. It wasn't indeed. My football team's playing. And I turned to the most powerful AM radio station in the city, and it was dead. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't come in. And I said, something's wrong. I was hitting on the dash, but I knew that wasn't it. And I tried to look for it. And all of a sudden, I came upon your program, and it froze right on my radio. And you started talking about depression, and I remembered what a horrible bout that I had with that at one time. It cost me millions of dollars. I say millions, at least one. Everything that you mentioned, you had seven principles, but I took eight out of it.
Yeah.
True. They're all the word. They're all the gospel. And I know it's not much. I'm coming out of it. I at one time had more money than the Pope and now don't have hardly enough to pay the rent because of depression, because of the devil, because he's a thief and a liar. But I wanted to share with you that your message is important. If your people are listening out there, to take heed to your word and what you're saying, and to please donate so you can continue to get this message out and defeat this depression. It's
horrible, isn't it?
It is, brother. And what you're
now, are you completely out of it yet, or can I have a prayer with you?
Brother, I am not. I am not, but I'm 75% better, but I'll tell you where I'll...
Well, I want you free, okay? I want you free. Now, did you give my ladies your address?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, I got your address. If you didn't give them your phone number, I want you to give it to them. Don't give it to me on the air now. I don't want you getting calls from people that may not have your welfare at heart.
No. I wouldn't do that. But I did want to tell you,
yes,
that the Spirit of the Holy God, I'm telling you, I couldn't turn to 1110. It wouldn't work.
Well, the Lord had you on his mind this morning, and this is for you. And I want to pray. Give me your first name only.
J.R.
J.R. Well, that's my initials, J.R. Father, I pray for J.R. I pray for a miracle of deliverance in his life. Right now, I bind that old spirit of depression. It comes from the enemy. Oh, there are many causes, but the enemy is behind all of them. And right now, I believe that spirit bound, and I believe this dear man set free, and I pray that you'll put him on my heart and put me on his heart so we can get together this week and pray until he is victorious, until he rises above it all, and then you're going to use him to recover everything the devil has stolen from him. I claim that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks so much, and you know this is because of God. You know,
yeah.
You know exactly where this comes from. There is a God that's living. You said there's a balm in Gilead. There he is.
All right, you hold the phone now, and somebody's going to pick it up and give me your phone number.
appreciate you, brother.
Hold the phone, and God bless you, my dear friend. You know, no question, but that was from the Lord. God had that man on his heart. Now, how about you? Do you need to be delivered from depression? The ladies, now make sure y'all get the phone number or the call in there. I know you will. I care about you. I care about you profoundly. And I feel this program today. I knew it was from the Holy Spirit. And that man proves to me it was really from the Holy Spirit. How about that? He couldn't get 1110. I don't know what was wrong, but thank God something was wrong. And I'm sure they've got it fixed by now. But he's got the gospel, and God's gonna help him. Hey, the miracle of Christ is a miracle that is beyond compare. Hey, remember that word, W-H-O-L-E, whole. He will make you whole. He will make you whole. Now, the phone number is 704-391-0588 and 1-800-338-7884. And I'm sitting here wanting to jump up and down and scream hallelujah. A soul got the message that he can be free. Oh, he's come a long ways, apparently. I don't know what helped him the distance he came. Thank God for it. But I know Jesus will make you W-H-O-L-E, and that will be complete, and he will make you whole. Thank you, Father, for that wonderful truth. Now, out there across the fruited plains, all across America, all across the world, it may be Australia, you're listening to me, New Zealand. It may be up in the Ukraine, down in South Africa, maybe South America, up in Canada. It don't matter. This program reaches the world. There's nowhere on the face of this earth that a person has as much as one of these little smartphones that you can go right in there and put paulcreek.org, PAW.org, paulcreek.org. That's all you got to put. It'll bring up our website. You look over on the right, and you'll see a place where you can come on this program live. Only, of course, Saturday, 1 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. The second little icon is our Sunday morning sermons. And you can click on them, go to live editions of sermons. I say live. I meant archived, but they will seem live on the internet, on a video. You can see them or hear them. And we will do our best to help you find the love of God so rich and pure. The love of God, so rich and pure. So grab your phone. I want to hear from you. I want you on the line with me. I want to be a blessing to you. I want to help you find the peace and joy of the Lord. All right, any more calls here? I'm looking for your call. Call me, please, quickly. Trying to make sure I don't miss anybody. All right, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, there's so much about depression that's so overwhelming. And so many people, did you know, there is studies that says 95% of all suicides, 95% of all suicides are the result of deep depression. Somebody in the very heart and bout of a tremendous moment of depression, and they take their lives. And of course, that's the devil's business. You don't need to wonder who's behind all of this. I can tell you who's behind all of it. It's Satan. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, local number 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, my name is Vera. How are you?
I'm fine, dear friend. How may I help you?
Well, I'm hoping that you can pray for me. I got a call this morning from a friend that I had met.
Are you in a depressed state? You sound to me like something is badly wrong. Are you on drugs?
No.
Are you on drugs?
No, I'm on medication.
That's drugs. You on medication. Well, I'm going to tell you, there are medications that will literally get you hooked, and it will destroy you. If you remember the story of Governor Chris Christie, he told of this. This young man got in depression, had an accident, I believe, was wounded terribly, began to take some pain medicines, and it really destroyed him. And finally, he took his life or lost his life. And it was a beautiful story that Governor Christie put on the web with millions of people who went to that story. But I want to pray with you. Father, I pray for this dear lady. I sense a problem. She's called me several times in recent weeks. And each time, I can tell something is wrong. Something is needy. Father, I don't know what it is, but I know you're the miracle worker. Now look into this life. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her needs, Father. And I claim by the grace of God a miracle in her life. I claim by the grace of God a miracle in her life. In Jesus' powerful, mighty name, I pray. Amen. Now, have you give our people here your address?
Yes, I did, sir. I did.
You have given them your address. Thank you for calling, and I will be praying for you. Now, keep praying for that lady. I sense the need. I really do. I can hardly hear what she says because her voice seems to be broken, and that's what these kind of things can do to you. But we're praying for her, aren't we? We're going to believe God for the miracle. Now, the line's open. I want to hear from you. It doesn't matter, email or whether it's a phone call. I love the phone calls. If you don't understand what I'm saying, maybe you even disagree. I've had people say to me that Jesus doesn't solve people's depression problems. They probably will still need a year of counseling, or they need to go to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or they need to get involved in some self-help program. Listen to me. There are people that go those ways, and I'm not going to be critical of none of them, except to tell you, when you come to Christ, He's all you need. If He's not sufficient, I say it again, St. John, I'll get it right in a minute. St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. Now listen to me. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, now this is Jesus talking. He that believeth on Jesus, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, you can't have those rivers of living water and not be utterly transformed and made W-H-O-L-E, whole. I mean W-H-O-L-E, whole. That living water will make you whole. I beg of you to turn to Christ. I beg of you, go in your bedroom right now, go in some place of your house, private, quiet, open the Bible, turn to the book of John, read the whole book, if you will, pray one prayer, I want to see Jesus. I want to know the Son of God. I want to see the reality of who He is and what He represents. And I promise you, I've done it. I know what it does. I know what will happen. I'll never forget, I was already a pastor when I learned that wonderful, wonderful possibility. And I would go to the sanctuary every night about 8 or 9 and spend 2 or 3 hours waiting on the Lord. And one night, the back door opened. I thought it did anyway. And somebody came in, and I thought they did anyway. But nobody was back there that I could see. And Jesus invaded my life. And I've never been the same. I'm telling you, that experience of reading the book of John on my knees, chapter after chapter, probably for 2 or 3 months. I don't remember the length of it, but I just kept reading it real slowly, listening to nothing else, reading nothing else, the book of John. I wanted to see Jesus. I was already saved. I knew I was a Christian. I knew I'd been born again. I'd been called to preach. I was dedicated to the Bible, but I needed something deeper. I needed something more lasting. I needed to have a belly, a river of living water flowing out of me. And I'm telling you, that river has been flowing ever since. Every sense. Hallelujah. And you on the air, may I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers, that lady that just called is an acquaintance of mine. I met her just a little bit ago, a couple of months ago, and she is a Christian, and she is really depressed, and so I told
her. I could sense something was wrong, and so we will keep praying for her. So I thank you for doing that. And George, that's the kind of thing I want everybody to do. Get people listening to things like this.
Yes, and I'm going to have her listen to your program and also call the number so that, you know, she can get some help and start.
Yes, I'll be glad to talk with her personally and take some time. Tell her to wait till Monday because I have to leave here when I get this program up on the Internet. The same numbers will call Monday that call today and get her on the Internet listening to our sermons.
Yes.
The sermon last week is on the Internet. I'm sending it free to people as a CD, but you can go to the Internet and hear it. All you've got to do is go to paulcreek.org, look over on your right. You know what I'm talking about. You'll see me in the pulpit over there, a picture. Click on that picture. It'll take you to a list of sermons, and the one that's at the top, the last one put up, was put up Wednesday, is my sermon from this past Sunday morning. And it'll change anybody's life that will listen to the Word of God. You know, the Bible says that God has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Did you know the Bible said that?
I didn't know.
The Bible says very clearly, God hath chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
It is. But I also want you to please explain to us how this is connected, I think they are, to what you're talking about today, depression and brokenhearted.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you, my dear brother, for calling. Now, you grab the phone out there, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, and let me do as my brother has asked. You see, when you understand that you were created in the image of God, you have a spirit from God in you. You are body, you are soul, and you are spirit. Body, soul, spirit. You are Trinity, just like God is a Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We are body, soul, and spirit. Now that spirit in us can only acquaint with God. It can only acquaint with God. It doesn't acquaint with the soul or the flesh. It acquaints with God. And when you're born again, the Bible said the spirit in you is renewed. Renewed. It comes alive. It's filled with the very presence of the Holy Spirit. A great old Baptist preacher named Stephen Offord said, when I was born again, I had the Holy Spirit. But when I was baptized, the Holy Spirit had me. He said, when I was born again, the Spirit was in residence. But when I was filled with the Holy Ghost, He became the president. Well, the Holy Spirit in you, in your spirit, is where life comes from. And people that don't have, they've never been born again, they don't have the saving power of Christ in their life, there's no way to have spiritual joy. They may have some joy from going to a ball game, or joy from playing hockey, or joy going putting, or joy with talking with somebody you like, but not this lasting joy, not this kind of joy, not this joy that passeth all understanding, peace that passeth understanding, joy unspeakable and full of glory, the Bible says. Now, it's the Bible. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. It comes from the Spirit of life by Jesus, by His shed blood coming in you and taking up residence in you. Taking up residence in you. And then it seals you, so the enemy is sealed out and Jesus is sealed in. And you can have that seal set upon your heart. You can have that joy. I don't know how to say it any simpler. You have a spirit in you that is a gift from God. Every living person has a spirit. That's why people are incurably religious. Like old Karl Marx said, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, he hated religion. He said, they are addicted to religion. Well, he doesn't understand, but he was actually agreeing with the Bible. Everybody has a spirit of life within them, and that spirit of life is to be acquainted with God. And if it's not acquainted with God, there's no life flowing into it. So all you have is just a little hoopla in your flesh, maybe a little bit in your personality, but you don't have anything in your spirit. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes to live in your spirit. He comes to take up His residence in you. And that's what it means to be born again. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says he's none of His. That's in Romans chapter 8. So, you can tell I love to preach. I love to declare this wonderful gospel. I like to tell the world that Jesus is the hope. Remember, W-H-O-L-E, He'll make you whole. That dear man who was trying to get a hold of a ball game, but got a hold of the ultimate heavenly game, the spiritual game, the game of all games. And that's the game of Christ, the game of the Bible, the game of serving the Lord. Well, any calls here? Want so much to hear you. Problem with your website. Now, somebody says they have a problem with our website. I can't come across your website recently after searching Google for daycares in Charlotte. And nothing, your site is in a low position on Google local search. I don't think about that. But I know if you dial, Paul, if you put on your email, use your Well, use this thing. I can say it all sometimes. And go in there to Google and put in paulcreek.org and you'll get us. I don't care what anybody says. You'll get us. I get us myself all the time. I go home at night and I want to hear a song and a little bit of a preacher. And I'll go in here. And sometimes yesterday I was listening to Stephen Alford, great Baptist preacher. Great day. That man is good. The Baptists listen to him, but I don't think they really listen to him. He is really outstanding. You can find him. I think he's already with the Lord, but you can find some of his sermons. They are breathtaking. And then I love good singing. I'll go listen to singing, but I always want to go and make sure Paul Creek's up, to make sure you can get it wherever in the world you are. And so I'll go in and check every once in a while. Paul Creek, notice that now, paulcreek.org. That's all you got to put, paulcreek.org. That's our site. And you'll go right there. You can put a www dot at the front if you want to, but you don't have to. Just paulcreek.org. Listen to all kinds of sermons. There's probably 700 sermons. About 100 of them are on video, and the other 500 or 600 are just audio. That was before we started doing video. Same with radio. Maybe 600 audio sermons on radio, and then maybe 150 on video that you can watch. And I want you to watch, because you can tell that Joe Chambers is here for the right reason. Now, I want to pray for America. The lines, while I'm praying, grab you a phone, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then the email, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek. The same as the website, except for an email, you've got to put jrc@, and for the website, all you got to put is paulcreek.org, okay? I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. I want some calls now, these last 15 minutes. I want one call after the other. I want you to ask me about depression. Ask me about the reasons for depression. Ask me what drugs has to do with it. Ask me what careless living has to do with me. Ask me what sodomy has to do with it. Ask me what being backslid has to do with it. Ask me what not reading your Bible like you ought to has to do with it. I'll do my best to tell you. I'll do my best. Father, I pray for America. I pray for us in this dark time of the danger of the jihadists and their deep effort to attack America. Over 900 now, right now, over 900 investigations of individual cases are going on across America that has to do with the jihadists and their terrorists and their attacks. Over 900. Father, protect us. Father, protect us, and Father, give us the wisdom to get back to you, to see our nation cleansed of its wickedness and sin. Forgive us of the same-sex marriage. Forgive us of killing unborn babies. Forgive us of all the hatred for the name of Jesus. Forgive us for every dark attack against Christianity and the real faith of Christ. Forgive us and cleanse us. Father, give us leaders in positions of government that will stand up for values in the Constitution and good things. I pray for America, but I pray for the rest of the world too, Father, because they're on my heart, and I want to see them saved, and I want to see men and women saved all over this globe and come into Christ by the multitudes. In Jesus' name, I pray, and amen. Now, you got to listen to me. We start a winter camp meeting 1 week from Monday night. Not this Monday night, but 1 week away from Monday night, a winter camp meeting right here at Paul Creek. Every night, Monday through Sunday, we will have a sermon in the pulpit by Joey Yates, one of the greatest preachers in America, okay? And I want you to come. That starts on the 30th of November and goes to the 6th of December. That's Monday through Sunday. 1 week away, and I want you to come every night except Sunday nights at 7, and Sunday night will be at 6. And then every morning, I will be teaching on the book of Revelation. Every morning now, I will be teaching on the book of Revelation, and anybody that comes to those services in the morning, I will give you a copy of my book free on the book of Revelation. Called what is my book called? I see it over there right now. I don't see it either. It's called, can you believe I forgot the name of my own book? Well, that's okay. It's on the book of Revelation, and that's all you need to know. Oh, boy. But so much coming out of my mind because my heart is committed to you being saved. I want you to be whole. I want you to be whole. I want you to be whole, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Chambers. My name is Carol, and I have been hearing voices of demons for about 5 years.
Voices of demons for 5 years.
But I am born again, Christ in me, the hope of glory, and what I had to do through a lot of this depression was I had to learn what the pieces of the armor of God meant, how to apply them to my everyday.
Well, God wants to deliver you, sister. Let me just take a moment here to tell you, God wants you delivered. He doesn't want you under that depression. So I want you to take the book of John, just the book of John, and read it on your knees over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Read it slowly. Don't be in a hurry. And I want you to pray one prayer. I want to see Jesus. I want to see him in such a manner that he utterly, utterly moves in and drives out. See, the devil cannot hang around where Jesus becomes Lord. And so we're going to make him Lord, and we're going to claim you delivered. And I want you to call me, not on the radio now, next time. Call me right here at the office, same number, and I will talk with you. I don't know what, I guess you have a church home?
Yes, I do.
All right. I will be praying for you, and I will talk with you, and I'll work out a time for you to come, and we'll drive that spirit. You've got a demon spirit hanging around. You may not be possessed. You may just be oppressed. But we will drive that oppression away. It has no right. It cannot stay.
Yeah, but the Lord is in control of everything. So.
Well, he's not, and he's got to become in control of that. So let's don't debate it any further because I may disagree with something you said, and I won't do that. I just want to pray for you. And have you given the ladies here your telephone number?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and you give them your address and your telephone number, and I will call you this week and be praying for you. Now, will you read the book of John on your knees?
On my knees, maybe. They're a little weak, but I could.
Well, okay, you can sit down and read them if it's hard for you to get on your knees. But read the book of John and pray, I want to see Jesus, okay?
I know he's in me because...
I'm not going to argue that with you. I'm just going to believe God for a miracle, okay? Hold the line. Hold the line. All right. Ladies will help her. Help her, please, ladies. I don't want to argue and debate. I do not believe you can be demon-possessed and have a demon. I don't believe you can't be Christ-possessed, I'm sorry, and have a demon. If Jesus lives in you, you cannot have... Now, you can be attacked from without, but not attacked from within. I don't know the situation of this dear lady, but we're going to believe God for a miracle. There are many such needs out there. They are multiple. They really are. They really are. They're taking care of her. Now you call. I've got time for several calls because this is so important. Depression is one of the biggest things out there. I agree with the preacher who said 50% of congregations are made up of people who are taking something as a help for their depression or their sorrowful state or their grief or whatever they may be dealing with. And I'm just here to tell you, Jesus is the answer for all of it. Jesus is the answer. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, I believe that with all of my heart. Now you call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I want to talk with you. I want to help you. And I want you to hear me. Now, listen to me again. Demons cannot dwell in a life where Jesus is Lord. They cannot. That may be a person who professes Christ. They may have a religious background. They may be very religious in their act and conduct. But if you're born again, that spirit has to go out of you. The spirit of Satan can't dwell in the same house that Jesus lives in. Okay? That's not possible. Now, he can oppress you. He can come against you. And if you don't have the right biblical understanding to take a stand against him, then many times people go on with this kind of thing for a long time when they could have been delivered months ago, years ago. And that's why I'm doing this program, is I want you delivered. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, according to Romans 8 and 11, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that with all of my heart. Now, here's a call, Brother Chambers. My husband took pain med for 15 years for his back. Doctors just kept giving them to him, and they became a habit. But God laid it on my heart, on my husband's heart, that he needs to stop taking them. So he did. And God healed him and delivered him from them. Hallelujah. And he has never had to go to any kind of therapy. Hallelujah. Because when God does it, he does it right. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the answer. Love your program. Keep on preaching the word, Betty. Thank you, Betty. I want to tell you something. Listen, I taught this to my kids all their life. You do right, and right always prevails. You do right, and right always prevails. Now, you get right in this Bible, and you do right by this holy book. You get in this Bible, and you live in it, and you do right. You do what it says. You make sure you've been born again. I mean, you may have to get on your knees, and I think I'm saved, but I'm not sure. You get on your knees until you know you're saved. I'm here to tell you, Jesus will set you free. Jesus will set you free. Now, there's so much I want to say, but I believe we've made some real progress today in helping somebody know what it means to be delivered. Several things that I wrote I want to tell you to do. You've got to trust Christ. If any man believe on him, you got to fully surrender Jesus Christ. You got to pray till you know you're born again. You got to do true repentance of any sin in your life. Many things that bind you are the result of sins you committed that opened the way for the devil. Live in your Bible. Develop a prayer life, and then find a good solid church. You must do those things. You must. You don't have to live a depressed life. I don't care what anybody tells you. You don't have to live a depressed life. If somebody tells you you're probably going to be depressed the rest of your life, you tell them, that's not what my Bible says. And you go to Jesus. You let Jesus set you free. I'm here to tell you, he wants you free. He wants you free. He wants to set you free. He wants to make your life brand new. Now, next week, I am thinking seriously of doing a program and doing my best to help everybody out there understand the Muslim religion. I think we've got to understand that, and we cannot deal with the problem and the whole program of bringing in here hundreds and hundreds and thousands of refugees until we know what this thing represents, till we know what the Muslim religion represents. I'm here to tell you, we need to know the whole facts. We need to know the whole story. I'm not going to give you anything but the facts. I'm just not. But America is in trouble. And America is facing a very, 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 very dark possibility unless there are some answers. And unless we get the right people in political positions, our president has really let us down so terrible until I do not know how to say it. And so I'm just going to be careful with it and not say too much. I'm telling you, we've got to have an answer. And you need to pray now. Don't wait 14 months until there's a change of presidency. You need to pray now for God to give us a miracle of deliverance. And God is able. Enough people praying, and God can turn any situation around that's going on. He can change anything from the top to the bottom. He can change anything if we pray. And I'm calling you to prayer. I'm calling you to seek the face of God like you never have before in your life. Now, I would like to remind you of the camp meeting. It starts Monday week. I want you to be part of it. Every morning, Tuesday through Saturday, studying the book of Revelation, and I'll give you a free copy of my book called The Masterpiece. I knew I'd remember. The Masterpiece. Now, my book's not the masterpiece. It's about the book of Revelation, which is the masterpiece. And Reverend Joey Yates will be preaching every night, Monday through Sunday, on the book of Hebrews. You've never been in a book that will change your life like a deep study of the book of Hebrews. We'll be asking everybody during the week of the winter camp meeting to read that book of Hebrews twice if you can. And then Brother Joe will be preaching on it every night. We'll be in those altars praying and seeking the face of God for a deeper experience with the Lord than we've ever had. It's going to be a life-changing camp meeting. And I want you in the middle of it. I really do. I want you in the middle of it, and I pray that you will be. I really do. Now, remember, that begins the 30th of November. That's just a week away. I want you to have a great camp, Thanksgiving, too. I want you to be thankful. I want you to be thankful. And if you need a Christian school, this church has the best Christian school in Charlotte, as far as I'm concerned. I really believe that. And our theme right now is teaching students to love learning. What could be more wonderful in a school than teaching kids to love learning? It's the real secret of a great school is when kids love to learn. They learn to love learning. And that's what we're teaching our kids this year. And it's working like a charm. It really is. And you may want to consider our school. There's still openings in the scholarship program out of our government in Raleigh. And if you need to be part of that, you can come and we'll help you. Our secretary will help you apply. And we'll do our best to be a blessing to you. You may can pay your way. If you do, we need you. This school needs you. Your children need this school. Do you hear me? They need a place where Jesus is real. Now, again, the sermon I'm giving you today is one I preached last Sunday morning. It is entitled, Jesus Has a Claim on Your Life. Jesus has a claim on your life. He doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to ruin you. He wants to save you. He wants you in His kingdom. He wants you for His glory. And you don't have to live depressed any longer. You can have hope in Christ. Remember, the number to call is 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. Now, I want to hear from you. You're important to me. You're very, very important to me. And I want so bad to be a blessing to you. I really do. You are so dear to us, and we care about you. And we're here to be a blessing to you. And so call us, and we will do everything we can to be a blessing to you. Okay? It's our joy. It's our delight. A little music here to bless you as we slip off the air. Remember the numbers, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and then jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear from you. You are important to us. You're important to us.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above, hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where none